You ready?
Podcast! Welcome to Connie's Podcast. I'm Dane, also known as Icon Fast Fiction.
Hi everyone, I'm PD Nim. My Twitter handle is Fanatic.
Hi, I'm Pao and my Twitter handle is Icon Pickfix.
We want to welcome you to this sort of bonus or part two episode of PD Nim and Pao's experience watching Hanbin in Manila. But actually, weirdly enough, we'll start this not talking about Hanbin. Kasi maraming nangyayari nung weekend na yon and nung day na yon in the area. So actually, besides having the complete BI experience, Pao and PD Nim ran into another celebrity. Would you guys wanna share your story, your bonus fangirl experience?
Actually, blessing yun that PD Nim said, dito tayo dumaan. Because I was so keen on entering the side entrance, diba? Tapos parang sabi ni PD Nim, we're gonna go to the concert. So, okay. So, I followed her lead. So, thank you so much, PD Nim. That was a very good call. So, there were a couple of people in the lobby. As soon as we passed the security check, the fangirls, all of a sudden, they ran towards the elevators. Nasa likod ako nun. So, si PD Nim, parang, ano nangyayari? Paano hindi kami nag-uusap nun? It's just that, you know, like, fangirls and fangirls know each other. So, when someone runs towards someone, your senses are heightened.
Do we say who it is?
Oh, yeah.
It's obvious naman. Actually, another context, this is Novotel. So, Pao and I were checked in at Novotel. This was already past 1 a.m. So, we were surprised when we entered the main entrance by the driveway. That there are a couple of young girls there in the lobby because it's already past 1 a.m. Pero wala pa ata siguro 2 seconds nung nagtaka ako kung bakit may mga girls sa lobby. Sabay tumayo din sila. Tapos bilang, Donnie! So tingin, nag-swivel na yung mukha namin.
Oh my God.
And lo and behold, there's a tall guy with, I guess, of course, may mga,
the
I guess,
staff,
mga,
yeah.
Yung security niya, yung staff niya. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. So nakisama kami dun sa
sa mga nag-wave.
Naki-wave din kami. So nag-wave naman din siya. Pero, Pao, diba, even prior to that, because we know that Hanbin potentially is also staying in Novotel. But we don't know where.
And we didn't fish at all.
So we don't know his schedule. At saka wala rin kaming mind space for it. But I was joking earlier in the night after the fan meet. Lord, kung di niyo ipapakita sa akin si Hanbin sa Novotel, si Donnie Pangilinan sa Novotel. Lo and behold, the Lord delivered. Bawal na daw mag-request.
I was telling PD Nim that my luck was already stretched. Ang kapal na ng mukha ko kung hihingi pa ako ng Lord, sige na, one more Hanbin, please. Or something like that. Parang ano na yon, sobra na. So, kota na kami. And the funny thing there was, yung hotel room kasi namin, pag dumungo ka, you can see the pool. And then, the pool area in Novotel, there's actually a bar beside it. So apparently, the after party of the event in Araneta, which is Don Bell, of course, dun sila nagpa-party! So literal, sabi ko, oh my gosh, sabi ko, dapat hindi na tayo nag-7-Eleven or... We went straight.
Yeah, we did a side trip kasi before entering.
Yeah,
if we were like a minute or 30 seconds earlier... Sasakto talaga na talagang major salubong. Ito kasi distance na lang. Kaya, pero I mean, anything way earlier though, masasalisin na kami. It worked out.
So, guwapo siya.
Matangkad siya.
Matangkad. Kaya na malayo din.
Malayo kasi kami. Parang
malayo pa rin eh. By the time he waved, nakapasok na siya doon sa elevators, I think going to the basement parking.
Yeah.
So, kumbaga, hindi siya yung tipong matagal talaga.
And naka-mask siya. So, we really don't have any way to
But
siya.
Very tall. Very,
very tall.
Tall.
Like, pwede mo siyang sandalan.
Like Hanbin.
Like Hanbin, yeah.
Is Hanbin tall? Kasi may nakita akong videos na parang not so much.
As we mentioned in the previous episode, he really passed by near our chairs. And him being tall wasn't a thought.
Right.
So my assumption is that he's not that tall. Maybe 5'6" pa.
Mm. What? Yeah. Are you kidding?
Seven. Yeah.
Not
yeah,
even
yeah,
5'10" yeah. Ganon.
No, parang hindi.
But correct us if we're wrong, but you know guys who have been here like being K-pop fans for like more than a decade. Those height measurements online yeah. are not the real deal.
Hindi talaga.
Maybe he's also keeping it real without
the
like,
heels
inserts.
Or something.
Inserts,
wala
siyang
inserts, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, he was wearing sneakers throughout the show. So, yeah. I don't think.
Tsaka he doesn't like stick out talaga. Like when I saw fan cams of him.
In terms
in
of height, yes.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Or let's just put it this way. Mas matangkad siya versus girls. So parang... Matangkad pa rin. You can literally lean your head on his shoulder. Ganon. Pwede. I'm pretty sure like if you compare, let's say, Chanu or June with Hannah.
Or Donnie for that instance.
Or Donnie.
Yeah, Donnie.
She's really tall.
Donnie, really if you're tall, listening man. To this podcast, hi.
What are the chances?
Okay, so well, yeah, that was a fun little side experience. Okay, so for what we're going to be talking about for this episode, PD Nim and Pau will be sharing a few observations that they had during the fan meet. And unfortunately, I wasn't there, but I will try to weigh in as well based on just previous experience and what they say. So we'll get started. Unfortunately, we heard there were a few maybe concerning incidents that took place during the event. Did you guys want to talk more about that?
In addition kasi to what Dane said, we also decided to have a part 2, including Dane, to have a more enriching discussion about certain things that we observed for this particular fan meet. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's better for us three to also hash it out, but also just to let you know that these are also our personal opinions, so take it what you will. Yes, as you mentioned, Dane, there are indeed concerning incidents that we have experienced during the fan meet and even after looking at the feed na, oh, this was happening pala that right. we didn't know of. So one of these is may mga missing posters or banners or like items that are assigned to specific seats but apparently they're not there. They were not received by their intended recipients. So yun, that was pretty concerning. And there was also this portion wherein yung signed na unicorn stuffed toy na sinay ni Hanbin, he planned to give it to one of his fans but when it came time to it, it's missing. So yun din. So that's another moment na I guess we didn't get to see kasi Hanbin cannot find the stuffed toy.
He was actually really looking for it right before the fan meet ended. So he was down below kasi he went around. As soon as he got on the stage, he actually spoke on the microphone and asked, so where's the signed unicorn? There's a translator. So he said it in Korean and then the translator is speaking in Taglish. I'm not sure if he was actually asking for it back, but he was looking for it. And to be honest, medyo pandemonium na rin kasi yung nandun sa babang area because he was going around. And, you know, fans are, of course, getting excited also. So
yeah. You mentioned, I think, Pao din before, na marshmallow test tayo ni Hanbin.
Yes, and I think that's so, a very good term.
So we won't comment na on, you know, what's the real deal or there's a lot of information, but it's just a pretty unfortunate lang.
Yeah.
That's what transpired during that time.
One more thing about the missing posters and banners, just for everyone who weren't able to go to the fan meet. The posters and the banners were on our seats as soon as we entered. So literally, if you're assigned on a seat, you already have a poster and a banner for the fan project. So the chances really of someone grabbing the one beside their seats, it's a possibility. Yung upuan kasi doon, it's like a foldable chair. So once that you try to unfold it, at some point, you know, the banners and the posters beside you might fall. So anything could happen. But there were incidents talaga that mentioned nga. In fact, I guess, mga 2 to 3 rows in front of us. Pag upo nila, wala yung posters and yung banners nila.
You observed like some of the staff.
Yeah, some of the staff
distributing
were
it,
kind enough naman to replace the posters and the banners. But yeah, there was that incident during the fan meet.
Everyone who attended got A poster.
A poster. Yes, yes. So it's part of the, like, it's a freebie for buying a ticket. So, yeah.
And you guys, you got yours naman. No issue, thankfully.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And on the unicorn thing, so did Hanbin just give up looking for it? Parang na-realize nila.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Well, yeah. So, and then proceed na lang then to the next portion of the, ano. Mm-mm. But alam mo, I really had that sneaky feeling talaga pao when that stuffed toy Bane was shown during one of the games. So, he mentioned that stuffed toy and then he said like he's just gonna put it here for later. So, nilagay niya lang niya sa baba near the speakers, like at the edge of the stage.
Yeah.
Which I know really is a bad idea.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
it's really a bad idea. Kung ako dapat on the spot, binigay na niya to someone.
I remember there were a couple of concerts, not only here in the Philippines, but even abroad. Diba yung mga idol na umiinom ng mineral water, tapos nilalapag nila sa stage? I mean, some fans would actually go and get those
And harvest their DNA
in order to the chocolate. Pero yeah, it does happen, ano?
Yes,
so yeah, medyo bad idea. Pero but yun. I'm not sure then what Hanbin was thinking at that point. Like, yes, is it intentional? Like what I said, though, is it a marshmallow test? Na I'm gonna put it here and see.
I don't know. Either that or is he gullible or he trusting?
We don't know.
Medyo fail yung marshmallow.
Medyo fail.
Points for improvement for the next fan meet.
Yeah. If there's gonna be one.
If.
That's another one.
Hopefully. Yeah, oh, that's a good segue to our I mean, that's a good segue, Dane, kasi there have been some reactions, even from us. And also hearing ahead na from the 1 PM show na we know that part of the fan meet, he will actually go down and interact with the fans downstairs. So we saw in our feeds from the 1 PM show na came to the point wherein kinda na dinumog na talaga siya and people were left their seats and Hanbin wasn't able to progress much going back. Talaga na delay talaga siya while doing the song because of it.
Right.
And then this was reinforced as well nung sa 7 PM na fan meet. Ilang beses no throughout the entire program that he mentions about, you know, safety issues, ganyan. The chairs kasi din, as mentioned by Pao, they're foldable. Tsaka, it's the type na de-detach talaga. It's really not stable. And the seating arrangement is really cramped. There's really a risk or a potential for someone to get hurt. So, throughout the fan meet, ang primary thing that we should remember is this everyone's safety, ganyan.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, the time came for him to go down. I think, Pao, it was kind of okay sa umpisa, no?
Yeah.
I was optimistic eh. He really moved ng maayos.
Yeah.
It really got
clogged. Ganun ang build up ng people when he was nearing the stage again. To be honest, we are not also sure like how he was supposed to move within the audience kasi square movement lang siya, right? From the left side of the stage, he went down and then he went to the aisle and then he passed by the front section of the orchestra and then he went back towards the stage on the right. So, we are totally not sure if like that's the whole plan or if he's really going to spend more time kasi pwede rin siyang pumunta sa gilid kasi meron ding pathway sa gilid eh. So, we're really not sure. There's a lot of ways that he could go around the audience. He was slow. He was walking because he was also singing. Nakikita din naman people are taking pictures. Although, yun nga din, hindi siya masyadong matangkad talaga kasi literal nung pagbaba niya ng stage. Parang nasa the stage.
Hindi na namin siya makita.
Nasa na siya. Ganon.
Ang marker ko yung bouncer.
Marker ko.
Kailan na ba ako magsisort mag-record? Alam mo
yun? I know. There was a start of the build-up when he got to the front row of the orchestra. People were starting to like test the waters already. Mm. Like, oh, what if I go near?
How much could I get away with?
Oh, my.
Which is totally possible talaga. Kasi literally, he's less than a meter away. Ganong level. Mm-hmm. So, and he had 4 bouncers. I think he had 2 at his back and 2 in front.
Like the bouncers, if someone tries to like come close, what would they do?
Nothing physical.
they're more there, I think, to just make sure na may lalakaran paharap si Hanbin. Pero hindi rin siya yung the type na major hawe, parting of the Red Sea levels talaga. Hindi, kasi of course, you saw the receipts.
Right.
So we don't know what's happening then, but we saw some, how do you characterize it, complaints or issues on the behavior of some. You know, they're supposed to stay on their seats, but no. I guess people got hurt then in the process, so may constant reminders.
Or maybe not hurt, but it's more of some people were uncomfortable then. Because by the time that he passed by the orchestra and then he's trying to get back to the stage, literal that natapos yung song, hindi siya makaakyat.
He's still there.
Like people are crowding there.
I was really half expecting na, oh, this is an improvement from the 1 p.m. show. But diba, Pao, I think you talked with people who also attended the 1 p.m. show na slightly better na nga. si 7 p.m., yung interactions ng 7 p.m., mas cognizant sila of that kind. Pero even from our eyes, kami ni Pao, we were surprised na ganun.
Parang kumbaga nga sa marathon, okay ka na eh, smooth sailing ka na eh. Nung patapos ka na.
Oo, bilang.
Whoa! Wait lang. I'm not sure with PD name, but on my vantage point kasi, I can literally see people from the left side running towards the right. I'm not sure if you saw that. They run towards the right side to like get more videos and pictures.
You know, people who are originally supposed to be placed there, syempre, may magkaka, I don't know, may konting intrusion
Iksikan,
of, you
know, invasion of space.
Of people's spaces, diba? Mm-hmm. So parang, ano, papatangay ka na lang ba? O,
right.
So may mga ganong dilemma. Correct me if I'm wrong, kasi diba, Icon before then, like back in Seoul, diba may mga moments na yung talagang hinahawakan na yung mukha nila in everything.
Yeah. Si Bobby, so, usually.
Wag na nating pag-usapan kung bakit siya ganon.
Wow, may hugot.
May anak na siya. Alam na natin kung bakit. Joke lang.
Of course, so it happened. So it's just that it's the first time na nakita namin ni Pao and we're really surprised.
But it is medyo a strange setup. Full disclosure, I've never actually attended a fan meet. Usually concerts. So I'm not sure how it goes. Pero trying to imagine na bababa siya sa audience. Na walang railing, parang from my understanding, walang dividers.
Yeah, it's
or
really
like
only
that.
The bouncers that are trying to protect him. Yeah,
it's really trusting a lot on the audience to like not do anything or keep within their bounds. Kasi like si Bobby, I remember talaga dun sa Taiwan na Icon in Taipei concert. Super iconic to na fan cam for me na. There was this girl na nandun siya sa railing kasi. Pero Bobby got her camera, tapos turned his back on her. Yeah, tapos the girl put her arm around Bobby. So parang behind him. Yeah. Tapos nag-selfie sila. Which is, wow, like super close, right? Pero actually, I mean, in a way, it's a bit of an illusion na close. Because technically, may railing naman. So like, at the girl couldn't like jump him or anything. Like, managed pa rin siya. Kasi nga may mga ganong safety measures.
My impediments.
My impediments. Your kwento, makes me appreciate that. Yeah, concerts or like events are really hard to organize because you have to make attendees feel na they are free and they're able to experience the thing fully without actually realizing na actually they also keep you in your seat lang or in your place.
Right.
Yeah.
To make sure na because it is an event with like thousands of people.
Right.
Kailangan may orderly ano pa rin, system. That said, that's of course only half of the equation, right? Like the other half is, despite you having paid for the experience, diba? There is some level of, you have to be aware that this is a shared experience. Usually it's a good thing, diba?
Like, yun,
right.
Concerts
exactly.
And events are great when thousands of you are suddenly singing the same song to the artist who wrote the song, right?
Yeah.
That makes it a great shared experience. But shared experiences can also be not great and actually awful. So I get the sense that there was a bit of that that happened in the fan meet, which is a little unfortunate.
Yeah. Actually, if you guys remember when we went to Icon in Singapore, the first concert, actually, mas ano nga sila dun eh, mas strict. I had this really vivid recollection na when people are trying to go off their seats and go towards the ledge, the railings. Yung mga bouncers dun sa Icon in Singapore na concert na yun, literal na physical, di ba? It's really fortunate for us, I guess, here in the Philippines. The bouncers or the event marshals are not as physical as that of in Singapore.
I don't know if this is more of typical K-pop fan behavior, right, or meron din, is this specific to IDs, or may mga ganun na kong thoughts. And this is the first time na fan meet kasi din yung context. So, mm-hmm, I guess if it's a full-fledged concert na, you know, he's continuously singing, ganyan-ganyan. And of course, if it's a concert of a bigger venue, right, I think it's easier as well to have those measures to control people in a way, mm-hmm, manage yung actions ng mga tao if, for example, he decides to be close to the fans nevertheless. Mm-hmm. And we cannot discount the fact na the past few months lang nagdatingan yung mga K-pop,
mm-hmm, right,
people. I could imagine for those who have never seen Hanbin, and I'm telling you, sa upuan namin, talagang the excitement, the energy, the longing, the desire was really palpable.
The passion.
The passion was palpable. Hindi naman sa nagulat kami ni Pao. I think it's also the venue we're in because everyone was so close together.
It was very intimate. Yeah.
Sobrang lapit. Sobrang lapit niya. And you can literally overhear other people's conversations 5 rows away. Mahi-feel mo talaga, for the lack of a better term, yeah, passionate they are about Hanbin. So, it was an eye-opener.
Fan meets, diba, usually they happen for Korean actors and actresses. So, when actors and actresses would go here, it's really dubbed as a fan meet. Kasi nga naman, ano nga namang gagawin ng actor, diba? Kasi lalo na kung hindi naman kumakanta yung actor. Meron talagang ganong klaseng excitement when you get that close to the idol that you are seeing on the screen. Nasanay kang nakikita lang sila sa screen, pictures lang, ganyan. And then, once that you really got close to them, because dude, I mean, it's really, really close. Like what I said in the previous episode, like, diyan ka lang, huwag kang lalapit. Ganun talaga yung feeling ko. And you get that excited. And sometimes, when you feel that excitement, you're emotionally high. You can, oh my God, pa-selfie! Ganyan. You can also grab the idol, which happened already before for an actor when he visited here in the Philippines. It's also concerning then, kasi as much as possible, we want to protect the idol that we are admiring. So, we don't want anything physical. Also, like what PDNA mentioned, that he kept on saying that you have to observe for your safety, the priority is your protection, ganun. So, obviously, yun yung intention talaga ni Hanbin. Let's keep each other protected. Just make sure that your safety is your priority. Paulit-ulit yun eh. Tama si PDNM. So, in as much as, you know, Hanbin is thinking about us, we should also think about Hanbin. And in general, for any idol who comes here for a fan meet or a similar event, iba kasi talaga pag concert. Kasi I also remember 11-11, they went down eh. I was watching Icon On, the iConcert in Manila footages. Merong mga parts doon na literal na you can actually grab Chanu. Pwede mo siyang i-grab sa shirt, diba? Tapos hindi mo siya paalisin. But no one did that during the concert. I mean, that was an open opportunity. I guess the railings helped maybe because there was that barrier. But this one kasi talagang wala. How the setup was, I would always tell people, particularly like my students, wag niyo sisisihin yung inanimate object, diba? Parang yung barrier, hindi ka naman yan pipigilan or ano. So, ibig sabihin, it's really going to be your choice pa din how you're gonna interact with the idol right in front of you. So, point is, in as much as Hanbin is thinking about his fans, us as fans should also be thinking about his protection and his safety.
So, given all that we discussed in this episode, what were your key takeaways from the event? And actually, I guess I can lead with one question. There was talk kasi in the beginning, right, when it was announced, na parang, oh, bakit fan meet? Bakit hindi siya full-fledged concert? So now that you've gone through it, if you could turn back time, would you have preferred a concert or would you have continued with a fan meet but maybe with some improvements on how it was set up?
With the price, sana concert ka lang.
That's my point. Actually, yun nga eh. This wasn't part of our outline.
Gusto ko lang,
but no.
Very good question.
No, that's a good point. Yeah. Kasi inflation aside, and you know, sige, there was a pandemic, and of course, organizers are trying to make up for what was lost during that time. Pero personally, the price tiers were really, for me, is more of a concert ticket price tier, which is different from a fan meet. This is my personal opinion. This might be different from other fans on how they would like to experience their idols. Ako kasi, I really put a premium on the music and performance.
Right.
There are those people who also maybe put more of a premium on, you know, getting to know them, getting an insight on how they are in their, I guess, default setting. Alam mo yun, parang non-performer setting.
Or like getting up close. Literally getting up close.
Yeah, exactly. Yun, the privileges and stuff that come, again, with, you know, certain price points. Yan. So, ako personally kasi, I put a lot of premium on the performances. Kahit hindi magsalita yun. To be honest, ha, kahit a hi, hello lang sa umpisa, then goodbye. Thank you sa dulo. Give me like stellar, live, full production performances. Mm-hmm. I'll be a happy fan. As in, for me, talagang value for money yon. So, to your point, Dane, I don't want to put judgment on people on how they want to enjoy their idol. I would have preferred more of a concert setup. Also, because dahil mas sanay ako doon. To be honest, I think he has enough songs to feel a concert. But maybe those songs kasi, there are some songs in his EPs or his albums na maybe to his estimation, hindi siya pang concert type of songs.
Ayaw niya i-perform.
Because there are those types of songs din
talaga. Yes, tayo, true.
Which is understandable. And knowing Hanbin, of course, he wants to put on a show.
May standards, sir.
Yes.
As I said in the previous episode, little steps tayo.
Right.
So, kung na-appreciate ko naman yung fan meet setup, it's really more of kind of fish out of water ako. It's really a very interesting and very different experience compared to being in a concert.
I'm taking off also from what PDN mentioned. I really look at how much I'm gonna spend because these are not cheap. I'm amazed at some fans who actually bought the 1 p.m. show ng SVIP and then SVIP din sila ng 7 p.m. I mean, nothing wrong. If you really have the budget for it, why not? But these events do not come cheap. And for me, I really get the full fan experience in a concert. Or maybe I'm saying this because I'm coming from a perspective who stands K-pop idols rather than K-drama actors or actresses. Na pag pupunta dito, syempre fan meet talaga. So, Hanbin, I think it would benefit more if it was a concert. Kasi nakita na natin siya on stage eh. We already saw what he could do when he sings and when he dances. So, like in the previous episode, we did say that Hanbin only brought two backup dancers for this event. So, the setup talaga is for a fan meet. Hindi siya talaga for a full-fledged concert. But I prefer a concert because, yun nga, I stan him because he's a really good singer, dancer, producer, composer, lyricist. I'm there for his music and of course not for himself. The mere fact that he was that close, pero in my head parang wag mo ko lalapitan. Don't even take another step. Yun kagad yung thoughts ko. So for me, I like concerts over fan meets. But of course, I still thank Hanbin for really visiting the Philippines and conducting his really short trip and tour for meeting his fans. Kuya, sa susunod concert. Sa susunod, alam mo na, concert. Yeah. I'll watch him again. I mean, if he's going to come here and whether it's a concert or a fan meet, I would totally support him again. Pero yun, kuya, concert. Concert tayo.
Any other takeaways?
I've said this before with the episode with Bobby when he said that he's gonna be a father and he's gonna marry the mother of his child. Humans din kasi sila eh. Tao din sila. So, I guess that made me a little bit more conscious of how I behave or how I view them as a K-pop idol. It's always that they're humans and they also have their own lives. When I get the chance to meet them, I would like to treat them as a human being rather than as an idol na binibili ko yung merch niya or sinusuportahan ko siya, i-listen to his songs, ganyan. Yun lagi yung principle ko, I guess. Na human beings din sila. So, in as much as they're thinking of me as their fan, as a person. I also want to view them as a human being who also gets hurt or who also needs protection. So parang that's me trying to also protect them from any untoward incidents and from getting hurt even emotionally or parang giving the impression na nako hindi behave tong fan na to, hindi to behave ganyan. Ayoko nang ganun. So let's just try to as much as we can think about them as human beings also. Kaya Bobby, hindi na ako galit, bati na tayo. Okay lang yun, alam ko nang masaya ka na kay Mrs. Kim Ji-won. Congrats ganyan.
Para may konting bitterness.
Meron pa din.
May konting tsaa yung pagsabi ko na.
As you mentioned nga din kanina, yung it being a shared experience. Yun din eh. Much as, of course, you paid for that ticket. You earned the privilege to, well, a right, technically, because you paid for it.
So, right.
Yeah, you earned the right to be there because you paid for that ticket.
Right.
But you have to always remember that you're not alone. There are also other concert goers who paid for the same ticket. So, this is a shared experience. You do have your own individual thoughts and, I guess, individual targets for that experience na yung gusto mong ma-achieve out of that experience. But at the same time, just imagine then that you have your fellow IDs with you in the icon sense, like you have your fellow iconics with you who also want to enjoy the experience. And if everyone's happy, the happiness is multiplied, diba?
Right.
So,
hello, 11-11, diba? Parang
exactly.
Purok talaga yun.
Yeah, if we can avoid it, ang saya sana if everyone didn't have some misgivings or negative opinions. Masaya sana, pero ganyan. Ano mo yun? How I wish that everyone could just say na walang pero. Walang pero. Masaya siya. Alam mo yun?
Masaya siya.
Just always remember na you want to maximize your experience there. There are also other people who are there who also want to maximize their experience. And we also have to respect that and always be mindful lang din of it. So take that as you will. Having said that, whatever we portray or project would also be noted by the artists themselves and the organizers. They would take notes and use this as learnings then for future events. So what type of precedence do you want to set? Kumbaga. Kasi that would somehow affect eh. That would influence how they would set up the venue next time. Kasi Filipino fans are like this blank. Diba? Filipino fans are this. So, kailangan next time ganito natin siya gagawin. That could be slightly disadvantageous for us as Filipino fans. Na, for example, we would have gotten this pero kasi based dati, ganito eh. So, puro blanks na lang sinasabi ko.
Because fill in the blanks.
Fill in the blanks na lang people remember. This will manifest in one way or another in the future. So,
I think what PDNM want to say in one go is actions have consequences. If you make good decisions on how you're gonna act, it's going to yield good consequences. But at the same time, if we make not so good choices, there would be consequences for that. So we are not here to also say what Hanbin is thinking about the Filipino fans or any fans in other countries. No, I'm pretty sure. But there are impressions. And we want as much as possible to give him a good impression of what we are as fans. Kung tayo may impression tayo dun sa idol and how they are when they present themselves to us on that kind of rawness, they would also get impressions sa fans nila. So, good incidents and bad incidents, noted din sa notebook nila.
Noted yun.
Noted yun. Of course, there's always room for improvement. Not only to the organizers or to the idol, but also to the fans. So, kaya natin to, guys. I'm pretty sure that Hanbin will be back naman. He mentioned that he's gonna have a global EP release towards the end of the year. So,
busy. Grabe talaga.
Oo eh. Grabe mag-hustle si Kuya eh. Parang di talaga nagpapahinga.
As if we didn't know about that, about him.
Exactly.
For years, diba?
Sanay na siya doon.
Nung sinabi niya na he'll go down, yun, ang dami niya mga warnings. Like, the people at the lodge and the balcony are saying na umakit din siya doon. He really said that, next time, let's have a bigger venue so that I can go to everyone. Hopefully, the stars align. But maybe not too soon kasi wala na tayong pero guys, meron pa tayong K-pop Masters 2. So,
grabe eh. Parang inay-inay
lang. Let's space it out.
Oo eh. Hanggang 13th guys. Month, tsaka bonus, ganun. Parang nakalaan na for the events.
Actually, it's interesting to that point. The fan and idol interaction, it still continues to evolve. Like, maybe in the earlier days or second gen K-pop, as a fan, you have access to their daily lives in that they show these TV shows na take a peek into their lives, ganyan, mm-hmm. and then it proceeded to vlogs naman, so even more personal na they film themselves. Tapos, yes. the concerts, diba? Before, parang, yeah, happy ka na just to get a ticket, but now, may mga, well, may rehearsals, meron yung, yeah. diba may parang Zoom calls or like FaceTime
yeah,
calls na
yung mga online. Yeah.
Online, na one, like yeah. literally one-to-one kayo. And no. then, there are all these fans. Fans are getting more and more access to their idols. And that's a good thing, generally, and it's a privilege. One might say, it's a good time to be a K-pop fan because, nga, yeah, like maybe years before.
The technology
before,
is yeah. giving it.
And especially if you're an international fan, yun, mas malaki yung contrast of how much access you have na to yes. your idols. And how much idols recognize you then. Kasi before, diba, parang syempre, medyo mas smaller din yung worldview nila of their fandom. But now, right. they recognize it's international and they try to give the experience to everyone, whether you're in Korea or not. It's great, but at the same time, diba, us fans have a responsibility to not abuse that and take right. advantage of that. So, something to note moving forward. Otherwise, kasi, I mean, diba, if there's a really particularly nasty experience for the idol, it can traumatize them and like, change how they interact, not just with you, but correct. All their fans moving forward. So, mm-hmm. something to note, because as you said, there will be more concerts and experiences with K-pop idols moving forward. As PD Nim and Pao mentioned, they will attempt to... Wait, have you got tickets now? Not yet, right? It's not on
not
sale.
Yet. Is it? As okay. of recording, yet. There's no seat plan yet. We're recording okay. this like days after the BI offline fan meeting. So, okay. wala
most
pang
likely
seat
by the
plan.
Time this episode comes airs. Out, alam na natin if we're gonna go or not.
So,
alam
please
na
cheer
kung
on,
gaano
Pao
yung
gagastusin,
ganyan. Kung gaano ka... grabbing production number na naman ito para sa fans. Yeah.
yeah.
Just to ano din, kudos to the fan unions because I've been seeing a lot of tweets who are organizing ways in order for the fans to get tickets. So, in all fairness, like what we mentioned kanina, we learn from experience, no? We have room for improvement. So now, like, the Iconics and the other fans of the idols who are coming to K-Pop Masters 2, they're already organizing. So, very nice. Medyo may solidarity na tayo, guys. So, it's also for the safety and protection of everyone because it's not a joke. I mean, to line up very early, you'll risk your security. So, I really hope that it's gonna be a really exciting experience for everyone. So, sana makuha namin ni PDNM yung desired seats namin. Kasi, ano yun, we're operating on the fact na paano kung last na nila to? So, kailangan. Yan tayo eh. Kaya ang dami nating gastos. Ano ba to? Ang mindset lagi.
Potentially last na nga, pero in- Pero, ilang songs lang. daming reklamo eh, no? Ikaw na. Yeah, goes to show na don't push it, you know?
Don't push it. Uh-uh.
Yeah, there are limits, guys. There are limits. So,
don't stretch your luck too much.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. So, yeah.
Yun.
Yeah. Let's have some control. Yes. In all aspects in our lives, guys. Not just in fangirling.
True.
So,
true.
Healthy control.
So, thank you for listening to this episode. If you haven't listened to the part one of the BI offline experience, please do so. We also have many episodes from the past about Icon. So, have a listen. And do look forward to our next episode. Whenever that will be.
Ayaw mag-commit. So that's it, guys. We'll see you on the next episode.
Bye! Bye!